on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, latest now with Joanna Earle.
Six people have been taken to hospital following a chemical leak at a Kent leisure centre. Firefighters were called to the Stour Centre in Ashford this morning after what's thought to be an accidental chlorine leak. Casualties were given oxygen at the scene before being taken to the William Harvey. Councillor Jim Wedgbury, who's a former firefighter, was in the building when it was evacuated.
I was using the gym equipment on a regular day. I cycle in the morning and then I go in the gym for about 2 hours. And I was just about finished when the alarm went off. I understand the chemical leaks in the plant room and fumes may have entered the building, but that's all I know.
KMFM News.
New research today into e-cigarettes is suggesting they could be given on the NHS to help people stop smoking.
The report suggests that e-cigarettes are 95% less harmful than smoking, and this is a key message that we'd like to get across.
That's Professor Kevin Fenton from Public Health England. The organisation says there's no evidence to show vaping is causing people to take up normal smoking and thinks GPs could prescribe them. Professor Anne McNeil helped with the research.
I think it would also be helpful if they were available on the NHS so that smokers who want to go to stop smoking services can get these products, licensed e-cigarettes, as well as support and counselling to help them to stop smoking.
A sketch of the man suspected of planting a bomb at a shrine in Bangkok on Monday, killing 22 people, has been released. Police believe he was part of a network. Two other men seen on CCTV are suspects too. Thomas Morn from Faversham's in the country with his friend and has made an audio diary for KMFM explaining what happened.
I think I might have heard it, but there's a lot of noise in Bangkok normally, and our taxi had music playing, so didn't think much of it. I do distinctly remember thinking that there was an unusual amount of sirens all coming past us on the opposite side of the road.
A Kent Health Trust has apologised after a new mum was forced to wait in a hospital's reception despite needing urgent medical treatment. The Medway NHS Foundation Trust has also paid the woman £500 after part of the placenta was left inside her after she gave birth in 2013. The details are in a report today revealing several complaints in Kent investigated by a health watchdog.
This is KMFM News.
A search is underway for the victim of a suspected stabbing in a part of Canterbury where there are concerns about drug dealing. Police were called to reports of an attack in Cornwall Gardens last Wednesday, but say the victim left the scene before speaking to officers. A 21-year-old man from Abbey Wood in London has been bailed after being arrested on suspicion of GBH. Three out of five drivers heading towards the Dartford Crossing are confused by road signs there, according to a new survey. The AA says nearly 60% of motorists thought the large C on signs was for the London congestion charge rather than Dart charge payment systems. The motoring group also says more than half of drivers around the UK still don't realise the way to pay the toll has changed. We've been asking drivers if they get confused.
Reminds me of London congestion charge. I can see where people living in London get confused, yeah.
Because it's the same as in London, the same car and everything.
That should be clearer to understand because it's got all the signs there and all the writing, so they should be able to understand that.
I think it could have been a lot clearer because it does confuse you with the London signs.
You can let us know if you think the signs are confusing by voting in our poll at kentonline.co.uk. And school kids in England are among the unhappiest in the world. The Children's Society says they came 14th out of 15 countries surveyed, with only South Korean children feeling more miserable.
KMFM Showbiz.
Peter Andre's been added to the lineup for the new series of Strictly Come Dancing. The singer says he's flattered to have been asked to take part. He's a seventh celebrity confirmed for the series. The others include chef Ainsley Harriet.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Lord Coe's now the most powerful man in athletics. Nicola's got details on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Britain's double Olympic champion and the man behind London 2012 has been elected president of the sports governing body, the IAAF. He's planning to set up an independent anti-doping agency and wants to encourage more young people into athletics. On to football now, and Gillingham's unbeaten start to the season has continued. They came from a goal down to beat Bradford 2-1 away from home last night. Luke Norris got the Gills equaliser. He's been praised by boss Justin Edinburgh.
He's been outstanding for me this season. Works tirelessly, holds the ball up. He's really playing well, and I thought young Rory Donnelly today making his full debut was outstanding alongside him.
The home side scored an own goal to give Gillingham victory. You can read our match report at kentonline.co.uk. And in cricket, Kent are back in One Day Cup action this afternoon. The Spitfires, who are currently fourth in Group B, are taking on Warwickshire at Edgbaston. Play is due to get underway at 2.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.